At some point, after the LSU Tiger Band trudged onto the Superdome halftime field, some 16 referee seconds early, at some point after Drew Brees scrubbed in to perform another second half surgery on an uninspecting secondary, at some point after I congratulated the bead-wearing Texan fan in front of me for finding a Mardi Gras parade that morning, at some point after that 58-yard moonshot went through the Gerrard Street goalposts, I realized once again what a strange world we're living in. Not in Kansas, nowhere near Kenner anymore. I try to force myself to remember that this is all a dream, that the Wayback stuff is the real stuff, the NASA engineer as general manager, the first-round pick traded to the Raiders for draft information, the bag on Buddy, the wedding dress on Ricky, the Saints on to San Antonio. At our school mass this week, I was reminded that our oldest scholars were 3 years old when the Super Bowl was won. Peyton, Loomis, and Brees together longer than our seventh grade scholars on this earth. The Saints were always interesting, right? Think of the hot air balloons, ostrich races, Battle of New Orleans reenactments, shows at halftime that seemed to just be bookended by a game. But there's a big gap between being interesting and being interested. My grandfather had a great line about that, describing the reputation-riding, preparation-failing Mike Ditka era. He coached the Saints as if he were double-parked. He and so many others, for so many years, were interesting, but never interested. If we can boil our readings down this weekend, that's what they would be reduced to. The gap between being interesting and interested. We have so many diversions, distractions, things and people and stuff that grab for our attention, that are interesting, at least for a moment, at least for right now. Our readings don't discount things that are interesting, novel, enjoyable. They just elevate the interested. Why do we read that strange passage from Exodus today? The Lord and Moses in an executive conference up high on that Mount Sinai suite, attempting to come up with something of a damage control strategy. We read it to show how Moses is interested in a bossy, betraying group of people, interested enough to move over the breach. The Israelites were not interesting, not by any stretch, not for a long time. They are saved because Moses is interested in them, interested in their betterment, their good. And it's the same story in our gospel. Jesus, using the example of a single lost sheep, a single missing coin. It's inconvenient. It doesn't measure up to the trouble for my time. It fails any cost-benefit analysis. Yet the heroes of faith in our readings today are interested. This makes sense, probably, because the people we generally like to be around, they might be somewhat interesting, hopefully, but they're certainly interested. The ones who pleasantly focus on us at family gatherings, who ask important questions when we get home at night, who call or visit. Put it another way, they care. In a world that more and more we seem to be lost in our teenage years, shrugged shoulders and I just don't care attitude we all wear, this is important for us to hear, is important for us to be. I think before we get to that application piece, though, the action of being more interested, caring people, don't miss the great aha of all of this today. God is interested in us. Whatever sheep have gotten out of our pen, whatever loose change we are missing, whatever failures or faults, whatever way we feel stuck or distant, God is still interested. In fact, God is interested all the more. There will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. There'll be more joy in heaven over one sinful adjustment that we make. We need to be interested because God is interested in us. God is interested in me, so I need to be interested in others. Whoever is distant or lost, we bring to God in this liturgy. Because whatever distant or is lost in us, God desires to bring close. May we not merely be interesting people. This day, this week, may we show ourselves to be interested.